Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, where every Tuesday we eliminate a little bit of uncertainty from the world and share property knowledge prompted by two wonderful questions from wonderful listeners just like you. Today's questions are coming up in just a sec, but how do you join these fine people and ask your own question?
So yes, it's very simple to get involved. You can call in on 013 808 0035 or you can go to propertyhub.net/ask. That's exactly what Lee has done.
Hi Rob and Rob, my name is Lee. I'm from London. I have a bit of a dilemma. The strategy that we are using is quite clear. We are looking to increase the cash flow so that we become financially free. We're probably 60% through, but I think potentially this option that we're going to choose may allow that to happen a lot faster. So we have a property, a 3-bedroom flat in South London, in Croydon, which is constantly growing. The property prices grew 50% since 2010 when we bought it. So it's gone from, say, 250 to about 385. I would say we've probably got about 120,000 in the property because we have leveraged off it previously. I think if we were to pull the money out now and sell it, we could probably buy 2 more properties, more than double our income. However, do we wait for a boom and sell it at a higher price, or do we sell it now and buy properties that maybe we're also looking in places like Birmingham and Manchester, where we've got property already? Do we invest in there now or wait again? If we wait, the boom, you know, you can't win either way, really. So yeah, it'd be really helpful if you could just give us some thoughts on that. And guys, I've been listening to you for probably 5 years now. Fantastic. 5 stars every time, and I wish you all the best, and thanks for helping us with our property journey.
Lee, thank you for your kind words. Let's try and help you out. So you've got what sounds like a buy-to-let in Croydon. Doesn't sound like you live in this property, and you have your eyes on faster moving markets. You know, you've done really well. You've timed the cycle to perfection so far. Croydon's done great, but things there and across much of the southeast have really slowed down. So looking further afield, places like Manchester and Birmingham appeal. So what should you do? Sell up and move on? Maybe. But let's look at it. Let's see if we can do better than that. As your loan to value currently is only 50%, the first thing I'd be looking to do is to say, actually, can I refinance? Can I get 75% of the equity out instead and use that as a deposit on an additional property further afield? Sounds great and sounds like a quick win, although it'll only be one property probably rather than two that'll allow you to purchase. However, you do need your rents to stack up. Rental stress tests are a big thing now. We've covered this in the podcast multiple times before. But if you go on to propertyhub.net/podcast and in our search bar there type stress tests, you'll learn everything you need to know. But being in the southeast, that may be difficult to get the full 75% out. But hopefully you can get a higher level than the 50% you're currently at. So you have that option. But Rob, if not, is selling the right thing to do, especially now?
I think selling might be difficult at the moment. London property just is not shifting. There are lots of reports about prices falling, but in most parts of London, from what I've heard, property is just sticking. So a couple of years ago, selling would have been a better option because you'd have had a lot more luck probably and potentially people bidding against each other. Whereas now, that might happen. Croydon's probably doing better than most parts of London because prices are still relatively low, but you probably will find it more tricky. So the first thing I'd do is look into refinancing, see how much you could pull out there and see if that will help you do what you need to do. If not, then you could always have a go at listing it for sale. If you're not sure about selling, you might want to sell it as a buy-to-let, so with tenants in situ, so you don't have to lose your income stream and have it sitting empty. And if someone bites, great. If not, no harm done because you're still collecting the rent. And thanks to the property cycle, you know that a boom will come again. And when it does, you'll be able to sell it for much more.
So whatever you do, Lee, good luck. Next up, we've got a question from Chaz. And Chaz has spotted that there's big news on the horizon and it's not this Thursday's podcast.
Hi, Rob. This is Chaz from Derby. Listen to your podcast every week and thank you so much for the awesome inspiration that you guys deliver. And no doubt you've had a positive impact definitely on my property journey. The question I had for you, and I hate to mention the B word, but it seems like Boris Johnson seems to be a fairly strong contender to be the next Prime Minister. one of his policies, as I was reading, he is looking to increase the higher income tax rate threshold from 50,000 to 80,000. So I guess the question here is, if he does come into power, which at some point we'll find out shortly, that might change potentially the strategy. I guess a lot of people have taken is to go down the SPV route, to basically go down limited company, because clearly they'll have a bigger threshold to play with. So I'll be grateful for your thoughts. I'm currently in the process of going through a purchase at the moment, so I'm just slightly confused, and I appreciate your clarity around whether I should still continue down the company route, which I'm currently progressing at the moment, or should I hold on fire at the moment until Mr. Johnson has been elected, and that may even happen. And like I said, he seems like he's in a fairly strong position. Thanks always for your help.
Thank you, Chance. Very timely question. By the time this podcast goes out, we will be just a day or two away from knowing whether Mr. Johnson will be our new Prime Minister. So if he is, then what does that mean? Well, the first thing I'd say is that what politicians say they'll do when they go for election and what they actually do are not always exactly the same thing. So even if he does become Prime Minister, it's far from a done deal that that higher rate threshold will move up to 80,000. The main thing I'd say, though, is if you're investing in property for the long term, even if he does come in and he does change it to 80,000, there's no guarantee that in a couple of years, someone else won't come in and move it back down again. Unfortunately, as investors, this political risk is something that we have to deal with, and there's no way of knowing what's going to happen in the future. So all you can really do is choose the strategy that seems like it's going to be the most robust, the one that's going to be less affected by all the various maneuvers that tend to go on from year to year. So for you, depending on your time horizon, depending on your goals and your motivations, then maybe the limited company route is still the right thing to do, even if that decision is less clear-cut if the income tax bracket does go up for a period of time. However, before you do anything, make sure you take tax advice. A good accountant will be able to model out these different outcomes for you, taking your goals into account and be able to help you come to a decision that you'll never know whether it will be right because you don't know what the future holds, but has the best chance of getting you to where you want to be. Yes, it'll cost you a bit of money, but it'll save you so much money over the long term. It really is an absolute must.
And if you're not working with a tax advisor yet and you're a property investor or want to be, you probably should. So check out our video on YouTube where we teach you how to choose an accountant, how to go through that process. So either search how to choose a property accountant on YouTube or search Property Hub. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe because we've got lots of property goodness there for you as well. But that's it. We're done. We're back on Thursday, of course, with the Property Podcast and a new Prime Minister by the sound of things. So until those two wonderful events, at least one of them wonderful, events occur, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.